I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Let's start with the CIF games this weekend. Girls soccer will be hosting DeNuva High School today, Friday, with the 4 p.m. kickoff. Gates open at 3 p.m. Then girls basketball will host East Bakersfield Friday at 6 p.m. Gates will open at 5 p.m. Boys basketball is on the road to Tehachapi with a 6 p.m. start. Boys soccer will be hosting Tehachapi on Saturday at 4 p.m. Gates will open at 3. Note, all tickets must be purchased at GoFan with prices of $10 general admission and $5 for seniors and students. Yesterday, Sierra Wave got the privilege of being a part of a briefing with the National Weather Service. Local officials are urging residents to prepare for a storm system expected to impact the region beginning Monday, February 16th. Forecasters expressed high confidence that the storm will bring gusty winds Monday and Tuesday, with hazardous travel conditions possible at times. While confidence is strong that a major storm system will move through, meteorologists say there is still uncertainty about the exact timing of when the first precipitation will arrive. Unlike a short, intense burst of weather, this storm is expected to produce snowfall over several days rather than within a single 24-hour period. This prolonged pattern could lead to steady increasing accumulations in higher elevations. In Bishop, conditions may vary throughout the event. The area could see some snowfall, but rain is considered likely, especially during the early phases of the storm. Across the Owens Valley, precipitation is expected to fall primarily as rain. Officials encourage residents to stay updated on forecasts as timing and impacts become clearer and to be prepared for changing conditions early next week. On SierraWave.net, we have many different images, slides that would be, that'll show you the expected precipitation, expected snowfall, and so on. Well, we also got the opportunity to speak with Lisa Cox, Emergency Services Manager for Inyo County. There are pre-filled sandbags available at the Bishop Fire Station on 395 and CV Lane and at Manor Market. We do know that they also have sandbags at Main Station on Line Street, just not for sure if they are pre-filled, but we do know that they have sand available to shovel. As always, residents are encouraged to register for emergency notifications through the Genesis app and to visit ready.inyocounty.us for preparedness information. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley is calling on House leadership and House Committee on Energy and Commerce to immediately hold a hearing and markup on the Preventing of Illegal Laboratories and Protecting Public Health Act of 2025. Bipartisan legislation aimed at closing dangerous biosecurity gaps exposed by recent discoveries of illegal laboratories. The recently discovered biolabs operating in our country pose a serious safety risk to communities and a serious national security risk, said Representative Kiley. Congress has an opportunity and a responsibility to close these gaps before any other community is put at risk. The Inyo National Forest will be hiring seasonal employees for the upcoming recreation season and is encouraging local residents to apply. Our seasonal employees are the backbone of summer operations, keeping our campgrounds, trails, and recreation sites open, safe, and welcoming for visitors, said Acting Forest Supervisor Nathan Sill. These positions offer meaningful work, hands-on experience, and a chance to support public lands close to home. The Inyo National Forest will be recruiting for a variety of roles, including recreation facility maintenance, visitor center staffing, trail maintenance, wildlife surveys, wild wilderness protection, off-road highway vehicle patrol and maintenance. These positions are in addition to seasonal fire hire events already underway. Bringing on the seasonal employees will help improve trails, campgrounds, and facilities for safer, reliable, and enjoyable recreation experiences for all. More information on this can be found on our website at sierrawave.net, as well as you can find the agenda for the Inyo County Board of Supervisors regular meeting on February 17th. Let's talk about Bishop Twin Theater being held over as Solo Mio 7.6 on IMDb out of 10. It's rated PG, 1 hour and 40 minutes long. A wedding disaster leaves a groom stranded in Rome, heartbroken in the world's happiest city. However, with help from a determined local and a few meddling couples, his ruined honeymoon becomes an adventure that he never experienced. Also, new this week is Wuthering Heights. It's got a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb, rated R, 2 hours and 15 minutes long. Tragedy strikes when Heathcliff falls in love with Catherine Earnshaw, a woman from a wealthy family in the 18th century England. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or on X. Since 1996, 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.